from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You know, there's always going to be an adjustment period, right? Yeah, there's always some people like the Justin Jeffersons that can go for 1,500 yards as a rookie and don't blink, or some of the quarterbacks is natural, but it's an adjustment, right? You put pads on, and then it's an adjustment of, hey, I can run routes like this, but now once I put that stuff on tape and teams see, hey, this is how I'm playing it, or, you know, what's my next move, what's my toolbox look like? And so he's doing a good job of taking the coaching, working it. He might go out to practice, and it might be a one-on-one rep, and he doesn't win, and I'm saying good job. Yeah. And it might be a one-on-one rep that he wins, and I'm saying, you won, but that's not what we're looking for. You had a toe tap on the sideline, those type of things. And so
Joe Brady yesterday, speaking on Keon Coleman. Sorry, Joe Brady on Keon Coleman. Liked our chat with Brady.
I did too.
He tweets every game after they win. He tweets 1-0.
Yeah.
And that's it. 1-0. I liked his answer for why he's on Twitter. I was in college. I had to recruit. You have to be on Twitter.
Yep.
But he doesn't want to tweet anything other than 1-0. 1-0.
The day he does tweet something different, though, it'll be momentous.
He also, he also asked him about coming to Buffalo, and he said when he got let go in Carolina, he didn't want to just go for another OC job.
Right.
He wanted to get in a good spot.
Yep.
I think he did that. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
What are the odds he's one and done here?
That's a good question.
That could be either. I don't think it would be firing him unless they
unless
they were like 25th in offense.
No, I think I think it's more likely he would be poached versus let go.
He already did. He only have the one interview. Atlanta, maybe. Atlanta interviewed a lot of candidates, like 20 candidates, and he was one of them. And that might have been the only one.
What are the chances that
for head coach
he leaves to be a head coach? I would say that should be a big underdog. I don't want to put like actual odds on it. I bet he's the guy for a year or two. Because let's be real. Let's treat him like any other, like a quarterback or a head coach. This is his first year with a chance to build an offense. He has Josh Allen. I'm speaking like from McDermott's side of things. But he was just forced to overhaul the receiving room.
Yep.
And he's on a team that has $62 million in dead cap. Don't you think it's likely that if whatever the season becomes, that they look at it and say, like, okay, Joe, here's $30 million. What do you want to do with it? Is that a guard and another guard? Is it two guards? I mean, Cyrus Burns is fine. Is that another receiver of Curtis Samuel's caliber? Is that, hey, we had a good time with Tyrell Shavers, MVS, and Mac Hollins, but we need that player to be whoever that might be. Not even saying like you're chasing Brandon Ayuk, but, you know, the Bills page. I was thinking about this point the other day about their offense and where they are. Good morning, by the way. Jeremy and Joe. Happy Friday. I was thinking about this because how many guys did they sign for short-term deals? Right?
Most of them.
Right.
Or even...
So,
well, not all of them. Samuel signed a three-year deal.
Samuel's here. We know that. He's here for a couple of years. But if you look at their... like the Mac Hollinses and MVS and some of these other lower-tier guys...
Yep.
Like, there's the potential to turn the offense over relatively quickly with some of the more depth. I mean, Shakir is... 2 years left on his deal.
Yep.
James Cook has 2 years left. Knox has two left based on when the cap would make sense.
Kincaid's still the rookie contract. The line, I think it's only Spencer Brown.
Yep.
Who is up after this year.
But here's what would leave off the offense after 1 year.
Yeah.
Ty Johnson, Darrington Evans, Mac Hollins, Chase Claypool, KJ Hamler, Andy Isabella, MVS. He gets money, but he would still not be here another year.
And then Spencer Brown on the line.
Spencer Brown on the line.
That's not a lot. That's not much.
Well,
and that you would have more cap flexibility next year because this year you're eating so much dead cap.
Well, it's not that many positions, but it's as easy as take out Mac Hollins and MVS and Chase Claypool.
Yeah.
And I've got $60 million to spend. Wouldn't I spend 13 on somebody? Might the Bills be a team that goes out and gets, not this exact player, but Gabe Davis? Hey, we need a boundary guy. I mean, maybe that's not the right exact type.
But that level of player?
Sure, right.
Gabe Davis. The secondary receiver.
Or we'll go out and we'll get our Calvin Ridley. Maybe that's T. Higgins. I don't mean to only focus it on receiver. The point is, you're asking me about Brady, and I'm thinking... He gets more than just a year.
With this offense.
Yeah, I think so.
Unless they're number one in the league, and then maybe he's a head coach.
Dorsey got a year and a half of his own offense and then was fired. And Dable, what?
Sorry, I just I looked up just on happenstance 2025 free agent wide receivers just to see like who's available other than like T. Higgins and the guys we often talk about. You know who number one on the list is?
Diggs.
Yeah.
The Bills have the chance to do the funniest thing ever. Bring him back.
Bring him back. And you get the second round pick you can use on something.
Bring him back. And
that'd
then
be the funniest
and
thing
then
of all time.
He reads mean tweets of people that liked him and then hated him and then like him again.
Yeah.
That's the funniest thing ever.
Yep.
No, they're not going
to
bring him back.
He comes back to the Undertaker theme song at training camp. I think I probably agree with you. And also, if you want to read into like trends in the league, it's going to be different owners, whatnot. This last coaching cycle was not just, hey, let's go hire all the super young offensive minds.
Right.
There were a couple, but who were the offensive guys that got hired? Dave Canales in Carolina and Brian Callahan in Tennessee. Otherwise, who'd you get? Dan Quinn, veteran defensive coach. Gerard Mayo, up-and-coming defensive coach. Harbaugh, just more of a kind of a titan of industry than anything. Raheem Morris, veteran defensive coach. Mike McDonald, young defense. Like, it was more kind of the other way. And Brady is a guy, a type that has been getting a lot of looks, right? He's 34 years old. Think of that. His first offensive coordinating job in the NFL in Carolina that we'll often reach back to see if there's anything to pick up from, that was 4 years ago. He was an offensive coordinator in the league at 30 years old. And 4 years later, he's still very young for that position. So I think probably a second year, no matter what. But I wouldn't want to rule out at all that he could be gone after 1 year. I mean, you would hope not, depending on how it goes. I would think it probably goes pretty well. But yeah, I like the point of, you know, what's he going to want at the end of the year? Even if they're pretty good, if they have all that money, aren't they going to want to go like an all-in type of, not even all-in type of move, just aren't they going to want to upgrade the offense? The guys that they have on these one-year deals, your Mac Hollins, your Chase Claypools, your MVSs, you can get those guys any year you want. Right?
Yeah.
When you're the Bills with Josh Allen, you lose a guy like that, you just bring another one in that's the same level of player.
There'll be an endless supply of $2 million receivers willing to come in.
Like, those guys you replace by snapping your fingers. But next year might be more of... Okay, is there another big move on the offense somewhere for him to play with? And I'd want to think that the answer to that question is going to end up being yes. Unless Keon Coleman's like a 1,000-yard receiver. The clip coming in there is like, hey, not everybody's Justin Jefferson. And that clip, too, I did think about this last night, that they are talking about Coleman, I think, differently than they were talking about Kincaid a year ago. Wasn't the messaging on Kincaid, you wouldn't even know this guy's a rookie. Like, stepped right in, you know, doesn't look like a rookie every day at practice. And with Coleman, it's a lot more of, how many times did he say the word adjustment in that clip coming in? It's just, it feels like it's different. Coleman right now at his position versus Kincaid last year at his position.
Consistency and adjustment, right? Like the learning curve.
Yep.
Yeah, that's fair. Eager to see him on, we'll see if he gets preseason action.
How much will he play?
Do you want Coleman to get preseason action?
Yes.
I promise you one thing today. I'm going to guarantee you one thing today. The Bills are going to throw an end zone spinning jumping pass to Keon Coleman.
In the preseason?
Yes. Tonight. Tonight at the Blue and Red.
Tonight at the Blue
and
Red?
They will absolutely be throwing those corner passes to Keon Coleman. You've seen that highlight 50 times.
The one where he was going up against... positional coach?
It might have been like a grad assistant, but doesn't matter whether he's in coverage or not. You're going to see that a million times. That's like his signature catch. High pointing the ball. He gives him, you know, catch radius. You can see that tonight.
I think he should play like whole halves in the preseason.
Oof. I would like to disagree. I would go with not at all. Don't even care that he's a rookie. I don't care. He's important. If you're important, you shouldn't play. That's what I would. That's where I land.
Well, that's the question. I wonder. He's important for the long term. How important is he right away?
Important.
Is he more important than Mac Hollins is right now to their offense?
Yes. Yeah, definitely.
I'm not 100% sure about that. I don't know the way they're talking about him, the way he looks out there. He looks like what was billed. He makes crazy good catches. You see athletic profile there, and you see some things that are really sloppy. And then they've got this veteran, big-bodied receiver that blocks. He can high-point the ball, too. Not like Coleman. It's not nearly as flashy. Or even as consistent, I'm sure. That Allen talks about and they seem to love. And I'm wondering if he, early in the first couple of games of the year, is going to be a guy that's out-snapping Keon Coleman. Bill's, I think that's very realistic. And to me, like, he is someone that, especially at his age, he's someone I bet you don't see in the preseason.
If that happens, that Mac Hollins out-snaps Keon Coleman in the early stages of the season, I will be ready for those phone calls that McDermott does not play rookies. Right?
Oh, they'll come.
For sure. That reputation, that perception, rather, is out there, even though I think it's easily disproven.
Right.
I think I realized why I don't want golf in the Olympics.
Why is that?
Maybe it's the format. There's no...
Is it just a normal format?
Yeah, it's a golf tournament. There's no cut, right?
There's no cut.
Why is Wyndham Clark playing golf in Paris on round four? He starts...
When he's...
He'll start round four 13 strokes back.
Yeah.
It's,
well, he's there.
Right.
Why not play?
But it's not a team format.
Uh-huh.
This is a golf tournament where you go and you play if you are going to a charity golf tournament, and you realize, oh, none of my shots actually matter, not even for the team.
Right.
Wyndham Clark is the duffer in a scramble. They're not using a single one of his shots.
Is that different, though, than other sports? Like, I was watching the gymnastics yesterday, and the girl that was representing Italy was... Like, she's going into the exercise, which was the fifth of the events, and she had zero chance, but she still went out there and did it.
But the fifth for that day?
For that day.
Wyndham Clark is going 4 days of golf. He doesn't, why are they having no cut? Why is he out there?
So you just want a cut?
I want to know why, yeah. He's just out.
What if he shoots a 56?
He's not going to do that.
You know, like... Also, what is he? He's 2 over par, yes. So he's... Okay, yeah, he is. He's 13 back.
He was quite obviously not deserving of being there because the U.S. didn't take DeChambeau, but...
Yeah.
Whatever.
I think you're just mad Wyndham Clark is there.
Nah.
I guess that might be it. You might be right about
golf
that.
Should be in the Olympics.
Why?
It's one of the top sports in the world, isn't it? Deserving of being there. They're throwing cannonballs out here as a sport. I can't get golf out there.
I love golf. At the risk of our NASCAR athletes drivers as a topic, what is the least impressive sport to be in the Olympics at? Is it not golf?
Speedwalking. Artistic
You're
swimming.
You're not getting me off speedwalking.
Artistic swimmers.
No, artistic spinning.
That's way harder than, I shouldn't say, golf's like super hard.
I was going to say, are you saying it's the easiest sport at the Olympics?
No, I'm saying it's just, it doesn't translate with, for me, it doesn't really translate with the Olympic Games. Many other sports do. I mean, some, you've got shooting, you've got everything.
Yep.
Crazy.
Breaking. Break dancing.
Okay. Yeah, golf just doesn't do it. If it were a team event, I would get behind it. I find it really tough. Xander Schauffele leads Matsuyama, leads Fleetwood, leads Rahm. Okay, that's a golf tournament. That's not bad.
It's a golf tournament at the Olympics. I mean, it's the what do you want?
Here it is.
The best in the world at what they do, and they're going at it.
That's
except
right.
for maybe Wyndham Clark.
When you say it like that, it's a golf tournament at the Olympics. It's almost like if you watched Bills Dolphins, but it's the Olympics. It looks the same as everything else you ever do. You've just decided there's a gold medal at the end of it.
But that's all of these sports, isn't it?
No, most of these sports, most of them, this is the only time you actually will see them. Right?
Right.
Let's go down the list of sports you'll see elsewhere. It's tennis and basketball.
Yeah.
And
golf.
Golf and you don't see hammer throw once a 4 years.
It does happen, though, right?
It does.
It does happen.
Yes.
It looks the same as
the Olympics.
I'm sure they have world championships every year.
Yeah, so this is what
rugby.
It is. The Olympics is determined by how unlikely you are to see a sport outside of the Olympics.
Uh-huh. So you only want the Olympic sports that you don't see for the 3 years in between.
Yes. I think that's right. Should they put cornhole in the Olympics? That's on ESPN now. Cornhole?
Yeah, once a year. With the ESPN, the Ocho Day, right?
No.
Or is it on more regularly?
It's definitely on more regularly than
really?
Once a year. Yeah.
When, like 4 o'clock in the morning?
Is pickleball going to make it to the Olympics?
Oh, for sure. Maybe not by 2028, but pickleball's getting to the Olympics at some point. Yeah. I'm good with that. I'm this way with hockey. It drives me nuts that hockey hasn't had international play at the top level for 10 years of my life when it's my favorite sport. Like, basketball is getting a little more competitive than it used to be, so it's better. Like, I like, yes, Simone Biles and the swimming, Katie Ledecky, like all these other impressive athletes and events that I don't see between the 3 years. Like, that has its place, but I'm all in for... Give me the sports I love, but put flags on it and make it about national pride and like give me that all every day of the week. I guess that doesn't go to the golf though. Like the golf being a team event, I think would make it more in that direction.
I think that's probably right. Having it feel different as an event would probably make it
well
Olympic-y.
I know there are other individual Olympic events. But isn't this is part of the team conversation, right? Where if Schauffele wins, isn't it more about Xander Schauffele winning than U.S. gold medal?
Oh, without a doubt.
Versus if you had the four of them competing together and they won, then it's Team USA won golf.
Right. Definitely.
So you need it to be a team event then, is really, I think, where you end up here. Team USA carries more weight saying it. Then,
all right, ready? I'm going to get absolutely insane here.
All right.
Let's get stupid. Hit it. Let's get stupid. I got it. I'm ready.
Olympics, let's get stupid.
It's got to be different in order for... Listen, I don't have to be the person that says, like, you must please me, even though I am kind of doing that. Let's get stupid. Here's a golf format for the Olympics. Relay.
What does that mean?
That means Scheffler plays the first four, Schauffele plays the next four, Wyndham Clark the next four,
Morikawa the next four, and then you get to pick your team captain for hole 17 and 18. Relay.
Or your closer, if you will.
Come on.
18.
Relay.
Relay golf.
We're into Scheffler's four holes now. Scheffler gave him a one-stroke lead to play with here. Relay.
Yeah. I still over 4 days?
Instead of 4 days, instead of Ryder Cup format, there's no other... You've never seen an Olympic relay in golf.
You're doing a one-day Olympic relay?
Maybe it can be 2 days.
Because what, I got Scottie Scheffler flying all the way to Paris to play four holes of golf?
Fine, make it 3 days. I don't care. The point is, it's a format that is different, that is a team event, that is picking a lineup that would give you something different. Relay.
It's good. Is this exist anywhere?
I've never even heard of it. A golf relay? Not speed golf.
Because you're only, if you show up to a course and you play four holes that day.
How about three-man teams? You play six. Four-man teams, pick three a day, each play six holes, go four rounds.
Yeah.
Relay.
What if you had 14-man teams and you're only allowed one club per player?
You're designated.
14-man, you're designated.
Designated iron. Yeah. Okay.
So DeChambeau, you're the driver.
Now.
And Scheffler, you're the 7-iron. And Schauffele, you're the putter.
Mickelson's
here
to hit.
That's all you do.
He's going to hit the wedge.
You're the Olympic putter.
Cam Smith is putting for, Australia?
Yeah, Australia.
All right.
No, not Cam. You'd have that cheat Adam Scott with his 20-foot putter as the Australian putter.
Steve in Texas. Yeah. Hey, Steve.
Hey, I'm just chiming in on the Olympic golf thing. I think that the tournament format is, it's kind of played out and bogus for really what an Olympic sport is about. It would be a little bit more challenging, or just, if we're going to get viewership, you kind of set these guys up like they used to do on that big break show that they had on the Golf Channel, where they're, have them, one of the events, and they just come up with scoring. It's like, hey, they're behind a tree and they got to flop it over a tree, and whoever lands it closest, they get points, or they just basically a bunch of trick shots, but some other stuff, you do driving, putts, just something to make it entertaining. It's saturated with the golf tournaments.
Yeah. Thanks, Steve.
So you just want to, okay.
Like NFL punt, pass, and kick, but for golf. Drive, chip, and putt. It's a radical idea. If we've decided that my issue with this is that it's just a regular golf tournament,
yeah,
and wrapped in the rest of the Olympics, to me that feels out of place. So I want a format change.
You want a format? Do you want something radical? Format change, make the Olympics different?
More radical than what you just suggested, which is one player per club.
Yeah, I think I got something more radical than that. Ready?
Right.
Two holes. Every green has two holes. So depending on where you are, you decide, I'm kind of in between here. Do I want to go uphill on the hole to the left here? Do I want to go 8 feet, a little further over here to the right? Two different holes. They've got it's the easiest thing to do in the world. They change the holes every day. Just do two of them. Two-hole golf. You get to pick which one you go for.
Let's just start getting really wild and borrow things from the golf world. Reverse mulligans. We're going to introduce reverse mulligans in match play.
Meaning?
A reverse mulligan is when somebody hits a shot, you're allowed to say, you got to take that away and hit it again. You got to hit it again.
So if I pipe one right down the middle on my drive, you can just go, you're going to have to do that again.
Yeah, you stick one to 8 feet for birdie, you got to hit that again.
Reverse mulligan.
You have to spin a wheel of clubs, and whatever it lands on, no matter where you are, you have to use that club.
So I'm using this, by the way. Even if I'm just golfing with my friends, I feel like are we doing breakfast balls? Are we doing mulligans? You get a mulligan, but I get a reverse mulligan.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
You never heard of the reverse mulligan?
I've never heard of that.
Take away somebody's shot.
That is so good. No, I've not heard of that.
There was a video of DeChambeau. I don't remember who he was playing with, but he did a challenge. It might have been Gareth Bale. I think it was Gareth Bale. They're doing a thing on his YouTube channel, and he gave Gareth Bale, who's a pretty good golfer, you pick whatever club you want. I have a deck of cards. It was like 160-yard par 3. And whatever the card was picked was what DeChambeau was going to have to play that club in and see if he could get closer than Gareth Bale. And they pulled the card, and it was a 3-wood. So DeChambeau had to hit a 3-wood
160.
Yeah.
And choke up and lay off it. And yeah. And he got it. He still played it pretty well on the green, but he was not closer than Bale on the shot.
What, he hit it? Like a 30% swing, basically?
Next.
Like a chip?
Next stupid Friday, August conversation, Olympic golf tournament suggestion. Three-club tournament.
Three-club tournament.
Yeah.
Okay.
Three-club tournaments. You ever played in a three-club tournament?
No.
It's a lot of fun.
What do you go for? Driver?
You'd probably go for, like, hybrid.
Okay.
8-iron.
Putter?
Putter. Sometimes three
putter
club.
Count?
Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't.
Okay.
Play everything normal and then do the last round under the lights. Night golf.
Night golf. Glow balls.
I have those. They work.
I'm stuck on this relay. I need relay.
Relay. Just keep golf at the Olympics.
I mean, alternate shot's pretty good, too. It's a relay.
Yeah.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Instead, we just have stroke play.
Yeah, just a stroke play four-round tournament with, you know, no cut.
Yeah, at least we have the big names at the top.
That's right. Yeah, it ends up being a good tournament. The galleries have been pretty good, too. The French players are getting a ton of support from their home crowd, as one would expect.
There were five guys dressed up as the Mona Lisa just a minute ago on the TV screen. Like they had like foam costumes on, and their heads were where Mona Lisa's
head all, is. Were they all? Is the person in the picture, by the way, named Mona Lisa, or is that just the name of the painting? I was going to say, are they dressed as Mona? But I don't know if that's actually Mona. Or is someone dressed as like the frame?
The plural is Mona's Lisa.
What?
No, I'm kidding. Like runs batted in, R's B-I, you know?
Uh-huh.
Holes in one. It's Mona's Lisa.
Mona's Lisa. Right,
we'll take a break before we get, I don't know, too far down wherever we're going.
I'm reserving the right to decide if I like the Olympic golf until Sunday. I want to see how much drama it feels like there actually is at the end. Then I'll decide.
When we get back, there was a write-in vote to our crazy poll yesterday that got a couple of votes. The question was, all right, you find out the Bills are not going to win the Super Bowl. Which would be better? What would mean more to you? They win the conference and go to the Super Bowl but lose it, or Josh Allen wins the MVP and they don't go to the Super Bowl. So that web poll went up, and we had a little conversation about that. It was a tough question. A write-in vote that appeared more times than I thought it would. on what would be the best case scenario to happen if the Bills missed didn't win the Super Bowl. The write-in vote that came in way more than I expected. I'll tell you what that was next.
Impressed what Rippon's been able to do. He's got two incompletions, and both of those were drops. He's thrown some good balls.
Rippon end zone. Touchdown, Chicago. Tommy Sweeney.
All right. Happy Friday. The Morocco soccer team takes a 1-0 lead on the U.S. on a penalty kick that looks like it maybe shouldn't have been a penalty. 1-0. 32nd minute.
In the quarterfinals.
33rd minute. Quarterfinals. Jeremy and Joe. Okay, so the write-in vote. Yes.
Yeah.
Yesterday, we asked a question, which is, okay, in a non-Super Bowl winning season for the Bills, what would mean more to you? Allen wins the MVP, or the Bills win the AFC, which means you go to the Super Bowl but lose it. So you have a choice. Lose the Super Bowl in the Super Bowl, or Allen wins the MVP and you're not going to make the Super Bowl. And losing in the Super Bowl won the poll, but not by that much.
What Allen's was the final number?
Let me pull it up here.
It's like just over 50.
Allen winning the MVP represented two things. One, he gets the MVP, so you have a great season, you have a lot of fun. And two, the Bills don't lose a Super Bowl, which I think is very key there. There were a number of people that said, I can't take another loss. I'd rather lose before it. 53% said AFC title. 40% said Allen MVP. And then 6% said, just show me the results. They didn't want to vote. Sometimes, I don't know really, I probably shouldn't have put that in there, but I did. Sometimes polls will say results because you don't want to vote. You just want to see what people did. Because you can't see the results of a poll unless you vote in it. So anyway. So a 13-point win for the AFC title over Allen wins the MVP. But that's with 3,800 votes, Joe, 40% of them said, I'd rather Allen win the MVP than the Bills make it the Super Bowl and lose. The write-in vote that I don't know the final numbers on this. There might have been 15. McDermott gets fired.
McDermott gets fired?
Because the question was, what would be the best thing that could happen for the Bills if they don't win the Super Bowl? Like 15 write-ins, McDermott gets fired. Which represents, of course, there's always that undercurrent of fans that thinks
they'll never win with him.
Right. That they got to get out from under this guy. I'm not one of those that's banging that drum. I think he's a pretty good coach. I think he's pretty good at game management for the most part. He has made his mistakes. Lots of coaches do. Lots of them. A lot of them are a lot worse than he
Compared to his peers, he's good.
I agree.
Yes.
I do agree with that. And he's open to...
In a vacuum, there are times he drives me nuts. Compared to his peers, he's good.
Yep. I would agree with that. Maybe you think it's style, it's asset management, whatever. But
yep.
It reminded me that anytime we bring him up, that there's a contingent, you know? There's a faction that's ready to see him go in any scenario where they don't win.
That would prefer they... That you're telling me they don't win the Super Bowl? Okay, have them win 5 games. Is there a faction out there that is that what it would take? Three games, whatever it would take. Horrible season. They bottom out. It's a disaster. It's embarrassing. They're the joke of the league, and he gets fired for it.
I just don't think he'd get fired for it. I mean, I really don't.
Then he ain't getting. Well, I mean, like part of their answer is, I mean, what? How do you get there? Like, I don't know that your answer is possible.
The only way you
The Bills getting the Super Bowl and losing is possible. Allen winning MVP is possible. McDermott getting fired is.
I wouldn't say
they go winless.
Yeah, I mean it's not impossible, but it's just so unlikely that maybe it becomes difficult to entertain.
Yeah.
803-0550. Taking some calls on Olympic golf, blue and red tonight.
I think I've learned this offseason. I don't know what it is. All of the Super Bowl winning coaches, I feel like I've got a problem with. Okay. Except for Andy Reid. Like, Tomlin drives me nuts. If you look, really, there's three in a row there. Tomlin, Peyton, McCarthy, who are all currently head coaches in the league. Even Harbaugh to a lesser degree for me, but really it's those previous three. Tomlin, Peyton, McCarthy, all won Super Bowls, and that all happened over a decade ago, and I feel like they're all living off that right now and actually aren't that great of coaches.
Well, you're more you're conflicted because you're more in love with the new age coach.
Yes.
Like McVay, LaFleur.
McDaniel.
But you hate Kyle Shanahan.
I don't want to say I hate Kyle Shanahan.
You are a Shanahan hater.
I was. I've softened on him a little bit.
He still hasn't won a Super Bowl.
He might have forgotten the rules in the overtime of the Super Bowl also. He's blown how many? Is it three double-digit leads in the Super Bowl now?
Yes, I mean, does an offensive...
It's kind of like McDermott.
Does an offensive coordinator blow a lead?
Right, he's the only coordinator that's ever been blamed for a Super Bowl.
For a defense giving up a 25-point lead.
Right. But he's kind of like McDermott in that way, isn't he? There's a lot of winning there. He's definitely a great coach. And there are some gaffes in the playoffs that... Maybe not even as egregious as the 13-second game, but I've got multiple double-digit leads in the Super Bowl that you haven't overcome. Well, that was never even my big problem with him, though. My big problem with him was I felt like he was purposely keeping his offense to be centered around a limited quarterback, that he didn't want a guy that could go above and beyond the system. There was always smoke out there about how Trey Lance was never the guy he wanted, that he wanted Mac Jones. He wanted a field manager that could run his offense and not go outside of structure. But then, like, the reason I've softened on that is that's what I thought Purdy was. And the more Purdy plays, it does feel a little more and more like he is more than that. Maybe not a ton. He's not Allen. He's not Mahomes. But that he's not quite Jimmy Garoppolo clone, you know? And as Purdy's developed in that way, I guess that's where I've really softened on Shanahan. Is I thought before he would purposely avoid that type of quarterback because he wants his system to be the thing that makes the offense run. And now he's got a quarterback that's not quite just, let me check the ball down all the time like Garoppolo would.
Yeah, Purdy's pretty good.
He's better than Jimmy Garoppolo was.
Yeah.
Like, I feel very confident in that right now.
803-0550. We have a couple callers on the golf at the Olympics. Let's get to Rick in Geneva as we connect with our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Hey, Rick.
Hey, guys. Great show as usual. Yeah, I just had a comment on golf and in the Olympics. You know, my opinion is that you should have sports in the Olympics, and golf is not a sport. It's a recreational activity, you know, and the golfers are good at their job. It's a great game, but, you know, you're trying to put people like John Daly in the same class as Simone Biles. It's not the same. And the Olympics should be reserved for sports. That's my comment.
Okay.
And I'll listen to what you have to say.
Thanks, Rick. I'm going to have a little fun with it. I mean, swimming is a recreational activity. So is walking and running. So is sailing.
Yep.
So is jumping on a trampoline. So is, like I said, I just want to have fun with this. I appreciate what you said. What else could you do recreationally? Shooting.
Yep.
Basketball.
Kayaking.
Kayaking is a recreational activity.
Kayaking is in the Olympics.
Imagine if there was
whitewater rafting.
Imagine if there was an Olympic activity, Olympic kayaking, but it was a recreational kayak.
Have you guys seen what they do with the kayaking, though?
They do crazy stuff. I'm talking about
slalom. Like, let's watch
them check out this bird chirping in the trees recreationally in a kayak. Oh, yes. Excellent. Look at he's maintained such a still position. The bird has landed on the kayak.
What about table tennis?
Recreational activity.
Yeah, right.
It's in game rooms.
We've all done it.
What else is a recreation? I mean, golf is definitely a sport. And I don't know that anyone's trying to put John Daly in the same conversation as Simone Biles.
I'm not sure the two have ever been said in the same sentence before this moment in life.
I mean, Daly is a comic book character, and Simone Biles is on T-shirts that say the GOAT. So,
right, we also went to the extreme end of the spectrum for golfers with John Daly, didn't we?
Yeah, I get it. I thought you were going to say it's reserved for sports and golf is a game. Sometimes people kind of get around it with that language. But I got Rory on a hot mic screaming bleep off after hitting a bad shot. Chunky. What's that like?
Hitting a ball.
Hitting a bad shot. Yeah, what's that like? Never done that. Never. Can't relate.
That's probably true because I can't even hit a chunk lately. Jeff in Tampa. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, I got a golf idea, but just first, it's called the Olympic Games and not the Olympic Sports for a reason.
Look at this.
If it was a recreational idea, like you'd just have bird watching. So no, forget about that. But my golf idea is, what if we add the time element like some other sports or other games do, I should say, you know, where you only have a certain amount of seconds or time to hit a shot, or whoever finishes the hole quickest gets extra points. It's like a point system.
There is speed golf, by the way. And there are speed golf championships.
Yep.
Would you want that? Would you sign up for that? Again, if the goal is to get games that you don't see anywhere but the Olympics, if they just said, you know what, we're going to do speed golf.
I would watch that. I would watch that, yeah.
Meanwhile, another Rory highlight. I just told you he chunked a ball and swore on a hot mic. He also apparently has hit a flag stick from 260 out to set up an eagle. Yeah, and you know, we've all done that.
He's had a wild year, huh?
Same guy. What a game.
Yep.
What a game. Chunks one, hits one 260 for eagle. That happens. What other recreational activities? I'm really loving this. Just how many sports could be treated as recreational activities?
Tennis, yeah. I play tennis once a week with my brother. That's recreational.
Can it be? I mean, he might have been going with your heart rate doesn't go up.
Ping pong.
Yeah, we had. Yep.
But your heart rate, I mean, look at those guys playing ping pong. They're crazy.
It is pretty crazy. Don't you end up... You end up watching these sports and thinking, you know, I'm going to give that a try again. You try ping pong and you realize your rallies don't last more than like three hits. Like, oh. turns out I'm not an Olympian.
Is archery a recreational sport? Karate? No?
I don't know. Like, it's... You get into the definition of just doing it for fun. You can do anything for fun.
Weightlifting? No? You wouldn't consider that
recreational?
I'm going to drive to the gym right now and do it. Just to do it. It's the definition of recreational then. Equestrian. They're just riding horses out there, right? That's all they're doing. They're just horseback riding.
Right.
There you go. That's another one. Swimming.
Swimming is
swimming is all, yeah. All swimming is recreational, right?
Yep. Diving.
Yep. Maybe they all are. Soccer probably isn't. We have that on in here right now.
Yeah, it is. Morocco and the USA. So how does this work?
I hate how soccer doesn't have the pros.
Is this aren't these young guys? Is this an under what?
It's under 23, but I think you get three exceptions to that. So like Neymar played for Brazil last Olympics, and the US has Tim Ream playing for them. He's like 36.
Walker Zimmerman, I think.
Is playing in this.
Hold on, a 36-year-old playing on a team of under 23.
Yeah,
that's like if you had midget football team. You're like, but they get to have Debo.
No, that's why it's so dumb. It would be like, imagine the World Juniors. They said, okay, each country is allowed to have one pro, and Canada just puts Connor McDavid out there. 17-year-old.
I just crossed midgets from hockey to football. But you know what I'm saying? Like, here's your Pop Warner team, and by the way, you also get Aaron Donald.
Yeah. Yep.
You know what? Put that in the Olympics.
Yep. It's so dumb. Olympic soccer, the men's. The women's, I don't think, has that rule.
No, it's just...
The women's, it's like the teams. It's the best in the world at it.
803-0550. Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show coming up. Sal is in for the show today.
Also, when we come back for Extendo Sports, it is an anniversary in Buffalo sports.
All right, I'm going to get this.
August 2nd is an anniversary.
Okay. I have an early guess.
Okay.
I have an early guess. I know it's not Lossman breaking his leg. That was like July 24th?
I don't think it is.
It's definitely not. I know that it's definitely not.
Okay.
All right. Anniversary in Buffalo sports. I have a guess when we get back. Ooh. No, I have the right answer, too.
You know it?
I think I have the right answer.
Okay.
Want me to guess it now?
Sure.
My initial guess was going to be Kevin Cobb slipping on a mat. That's
nope,
not it.
That's not
it. I think it's the Skinner trade.
It's the Skinner trade.
Yep.
Cliff Poo. Cliff Poo for Jeff Skinner. I think there were some picks involved.
I might need another Skinner bet this year.
Another one? You have one?
Well, I had one when he scored 40.
Oh.
I bet my buddy Chris $1 every time Skinner scores a goal. And he scored 40 goals, so it was a lot of fun that year, you know, winning 40 times. You know, how many is he going to get this year? 30?
50.
50? All right, Extendo Sports, then Sal coming up on the Extra Point Show.
breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550, 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
Our happy anniversary of the Jeff Skinner trade.
We are experiencing experiencing something in here.
We've discovered it's a show that's on Apple TV and Prime Video called Minor Leaguer, starring Timu Solani and Brett Hull. And what would your review of the trailer be?
I don't know what's happening.
The poster itself, like, Timu Solani's got the perfect, like, sitcom dad pose with his arms crossed and his head tilted slightly to the side.
It's definitely a sitcom, huh?
It's definitely a sitcom.
Where Timu Solani buys a hockey team.
Yeah.
And
a rancher.
And Brett Hull is in it.
See, in the two-minute trailer, can you figure out why Brett Hull is in it?
You know what it kind of reminds me of a little bit?
Huh.
Is Ballers.
With the Rock.
Yes.
The hockey version of Ballers?
A little bit. Which, Ballers was not that bad.
It was fine. I thought Ballers was the first couple seasons.
It was fine.
Yeah. It was fine. I think it got away from me in, like, the last season. I think I stopped watching it. But it was the first couple I was into it.
Yeah, The Rock is good. And they had what's his name?
Not Jarvis Landry.
The receiver's name. They had a diva receiver, which you have to have.
That was one of the characters. Yep.
I can't remember the receiver's name. Ah, it makes me so mad. Anyway, not important. Yeah.
Check out Minor Leaguer.
Was it Ricky Jarrett?
That sounds right. Yep.
How far on the wide receiver train am I? I remember the name of the receiver from Ballers. Yes, it was Ricky Jarrett.
If you could bring in one fictional receiver to the Bills this year, who would it be?
Ooh, Air Bud. No, it's not the right answer. One fictional receiver.
How about Michael Irvin from The Longest Yard? The Adam Sandler version.
You know, remember the Titans really didn't have a stud receiver. They ran a lot of power. Boobie Miles.
Yeah. Friday Night Lights.
Wait, that's what I meant was Friday Night Lights.
Okay.
Remember, the Titans had Sunshine and...
The movie and the TV show, Friday Night Lights, didn't have...
No receivers?
Didn't have a receiver.
Well, let's be real. High school football, I mean,
There's not a lot of receivers. Yeah. Well, you had quarterbacks, though.
You do.
How are they popular in these shows? They're throwing it to somebody. Is it always a no-name guy that they're throwing it to? What other football... Is there a receiver in Any Given Sunday? That movie's just The Speech.
It's a very bad movie.
The Replacements?
Sal, got an answer on this? Fictional receiver. Best fictional receiver in film.
Fictional receiver in film. Let me get his name here. Hold on. You guys stay with me for 1 second.
Is it? We might be thinking of the same thing. Are we thinking of Jerry Maguire?
Oh, it's Rod Tidwell.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just played by Cuba Gooding Jr.
Yeah, Rod Tidwell.
Hold on. I got this. This is... Okay, did you ever see the movie The Best of Times, 1986, with Kurt Russell and Robin Williams?
No,
I did not.
Oh, you guys would love this movie, okay? So, The Best of Times is great. Pamela Reed, Kurt Russell, Robin Williams. It's basically like... The story goes that these guys, they go back and kind of relive their high school days. They're older. And they set up this, like, to renew this high school game. And they had lost the game, apparently, like, way back on a catch. Robin Williams plays, like, this kind of, like, nerdy guy who wasn't very good. And he dropped the game-winning catch kind of to win, like, the championship. So this is about, like, kind of atoning for that. And they go back when they're, like, in their 30s or 40s, and they replay this game. And it comes down to the same situation.
Yeah.
And it's Robin Williams who's the receiver.
Robin Williams.
Robin Williams is the receiver? I got to watch this movie.
Yes.
That's incredible. All right, I'm in.
Oh, The Best of Times. I mean, it is a really, really... It's a sports comedy drama. There you go.
Okay.
Hey, before we go, It's a Friday. We give away Friday foursomes. You can still enter to win the next Friday foursome. A lucky winner is announced each Friday to get to experience the excitement of playing one of the finest courses in the area, Seneca Hickory Stick, Lockport Country Club, Diamond Hawk Golf Course, Clover Bank, and you receive a box of Encore golf balls, $25 gift certificate to Encore Golf, a one-year basic membership to Club Encore. Enter at WGR550.com for a chance to win. Brought to you by Labatt, pristine, refreshing Pilsner. Please enjoy responsibly. And Encore Golf, you just became a better golfer. Must be 21 plus to enter.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Sendo Sports and Sal coming up on the Extra Point Show.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550. 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
Our happy anniversary of the Jeff Skinner trade.
We are experiencing experiencing something in here.
We've discovered it's a show that's on Apple TV and Prime Video called Minor Leaguer, starring Timu Solani and Brett Hull. And what would your review of the trailer be?
I don't know what's happening.
The poster itself, like, Timu Solani's got the perfect, like, sitcom dad pose with his arms crossed and his head tilted slightly to the side.
It's definitely a sitcom, huh?
It's definitely a sitcom.
Where Timu Solani buys a hockey team.
Yeah.
And
a rancher.
And Brett Hull is in it.
See, in the two-minute trailer, can you figure out why Brett Hull is in it?
You know what it kind of reminds me of a little bit?
Huh.
Is Ballers.
With the Rock.
Yes.
The hockey version of Ballers?
A little bit. Which, Ballers was not that bad.
It was fine. I thought Ballers was the first couple seasons.
It was fine.
Yeah. It was fine. I think it got away from me in like the last season. I think I stopped watching it. But it was the first couple I was into it.
You know, The Rock is good. And they had what's his name?
Not Jarvis Landry.
The receiver's name. Oh, they had a diva receiver, which you have to have.
That was one of the characters. Yep.
I can't remember the receiver's name. Ah, it makes me so mad. Anyway, not important. Yeah.
Ricky, so check out Ricky, Minor
Ricky,
Leaguer.
Was it Ricky Jarrett?
That sounds right. Yep.
How far on the wide receiver train am I? I remember the name of the receiver from Ballers. Yes, it was Ricky Jarrett.
If you could bring in one fictional receiver to the Bills this year, who would it be?
Ooh, Air Bud. No, it's not the right answer. One fictional receiver.
How about Michael Irvin from The Longest Yard? The Adam Sandler version.
You know, remember the Titans really didn't have a stud receiver. They ran a lot of power. Boobie Miles.
Yeah. Friday Night Lights.
Wait, that's what I meant, was Friday Night Lights.
Okay.
Remember the Titans had Sunshine and...
The movie and the TV show Friday Night Lights didn't have...
No receivers?
Didn't have a receiver.
Well, let's be real. High school football, I mean, it's
There's not,
not
a lot of receivers. Yeah. Well, you had quarterbacks, though.
You do.
How are they popular in these shows? They're throwing it to somebody. Is it always a no-name guy that they're throwing it to? What other football? Is there a receiver in Any Given Sunday? That movie's just The Speech.
It's a very bad movie.
The Replacements?
Sal, got an answer on this? Fictional receiver. Best fictional receiver in film.
Fictional receiver in film.
Oh,
I know. No, let me get his name here. Hold on. You guys stay with me for 1 second.
Is it? We might be thinking of the same thing. Are we thinking of Jerry Maguire?
Oh, it's Rod Tidwell.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just played by Cuba Gooding Jr.
Yeah, Rod Tidwell.
No, hold on. Hold on, I got this. This is... Okay, did you ever see the movie The Best of Times, 1986, with Kurt Russell and Robin Williams?
No, I did not.
Oh, you guys would love this movie, okay? So, The Best of Times is great. Pamela Reed, Kurt Russell, Robin Williams. It's basically like... The story goes that these guys, they go back and kind of relive their high school days. They're older. And they set up this, like, to renew this high school game. And they had lost the game, apparently, like, way back on a catch. Robin Williams plays, like, this kind of, like, nerdy guy who wasn't very good. And he dropped the game-winning catch kind of to win, like, the championship. So this is about, like, kind of atoning for that. And they go back when they're, like, in their 30s or 40s, and they replay this game. And it comes down to the same situation.
Yeah.
And it's Robin Williams who's the receiver.
Robin Williams.
Robin Williams is the receiver? I got to watch this movie.
Yes.
That's incredible. All right, I'm in.
Oh, The Best of Times. I mean, it is a really, really, it's a sports comedy drama. There you go.
Okay.
Hey, before we go, it's a Friday. We give away Friday foursomes. You can still enter to win the next Friday foursome. A lucky winner is announced each Friday to experience the excitement of playing one of the finest courses in the area, Seneca Hickory Stick, Lockport Country Club, Diamond Hawk Golf Course, Clover Bank, and you receive a box of Encore golf balls, $25 gift certificate to Encore Golf, a one-year basic membership to Club Encore. Enter at WGR550.com for a chance to win. Brought to you by Labatt, pristine, refreshing Pilsner. Please enjoy responsibly. And Encore Golf, you just became a better golfer. Must be 21+. To enter.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.